From RTL Today, these are your headlines. It's Monday, the 4th of July. A 22-year-old man suspected of killing three people at a shopping centre in Denmark's capital, Copenhagen, has been charged with murder. The Ukrainian army has retreated from Lysychansk as Russia claims a major victory by seizing control of the entire eastern Lugansk region. French President Emmanuel Macron has reshuffled his government, looking to reset a second term off to a rocky start after his failure to win a parliamentary majority. Hope of finding survivors is diminishing after an avalanche set off by the collapse of an Italian glacier during a heatwave killed at least six people. Drinking water reserves are sufficient to cover the summer months, according to the Minister for the Environment, Joël Welfrink. Peaceful protests have erupted in Ohio after the release of body camera footage that showed police fatally shooting a black man. Chinese developer Shimao Group said it has failed to make payment on a $1 billion bond that matured Sunday, one of the biggest such defaults for so far this year in China's struggling real estate sector. And members of Luxembourg's Jewish community gathered yesterday commemorating the deportation of Luxembourg's Jews during the World War II, with Minister Corinne Kahn underlying the importance of teaching history and not ignoring anti-Semitic tendencies still present in Luxembourg. For more on these stories and to stay informed with the latest news, head to RTL Today. You can do that through our apps, our social media, or directly on rtltoday.lu.
Now let's take a look at your latest traffic at 4:30. So the earlier accident that we reported on the N4 between Lulange Sud and Lulange Nord, still ongoing, is blocked there. And do take care as well on the N4 between Rudebesch and Zone Industrial Klosterdor, a little bit slow there. Average speeds at 20 kilometers per hour and delays of over 4 minutes or more. And finally, looking towards the A1 Autoroute de Trèves between Ham and Gasperche. There is steady speeds of 40 kilometers per hour, but you can expect delays of over 8 minutes or more. And if you would like more traffic info, head to today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic. All right, I'm going to kick off a little US themed quiz. I've got six questions for you. I'm going to ask them in little stages, not to overwhelm your brain all at once. So let's see. And also, you could win yourself some very nice swag. I forgot to mention that, RTL Today Radio swag. And we got some new things in last week. We got some very fancy festival kits, which are very handy for the summer. Really nice little compact pack of things you might need at a festival to help you survive. And we were giving them away at Kirschbeer at the weekend. All right, so it is time for questions 1 and 2 in our quiz. So question 1. In our American-themed 4th of July quiz, Sioux Falls and Deadwood are in which American state? If you know the answer, Christos, don't answer. But do you know?
Does my face look like I know the answer?
No, you look really confused.
I didn't even know what you said.
No. Okay, so would you like me to repeat that question?
Yes.
Question 1. Sioux Falls and Deadwood are in which American state? Okay.
I got it. I honestly thought they were people. You know, or Sioux Falls and Deadwood.
Oh, yeah, Sue. Yeah.
Sue.
Yeah, she could be a person. Sioux Falls. She could work here.
Yeah.
And question 2. Hopefully this is not someone who would work here. Goofy from Disney started life as what? So he had a different name when he started his life. So I think Goofy is a bit better. It's a bit more child-friendly as well.
So you're a native Walt. British... like English speakers, so I have to ask.
Yeah.
Did Goofy get his name from being Goofy, or did being Goofy get its thing from Goofy?
That's a good question. I'd say the goofiness as a concept existed before Goofy.
Okay.
I'd say so, but that's like the chicken and the egg. Which came first?
We'll never know.
Yeah, that's a good observation. Yeah. Walt Disney. We'll find out what his inspiration was. So if you think you know the answer, 62152500, or you can always hit us up on social media. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to play a great track now, which was sent in by RV. I'm playing a full hour of American-themed music. And he pointed out that The Killers' Land of the Free is a great American-themed song, which it is. And also, hey, they're coming to Luxembourg this Sunday. And if you were listening to the slightly not Sam Steen show this morning with Steps and Meredith, Olivier from Rockall was on talking all about that gig at Open Air Belval, which is going to be insane. I've seen them twice live and they're unbelievable. So here they are. This is Killers and Land of the Free.
The Home Stretch with Melissa Dalton.
Can't wipe the wind-blown smile from across my face. It's just the old man and me, washing his truck at the Sinclair station in the land of the free. His mother, Adeline's family, came on a ship, cut coal and planted a seed down in them drift mines of Pennsylvania, in the land of the free.
Land of the free, land
in the land of the free.
Land of the free, land of the free, land of the free, land of the free, in the land of the free.
When I go locked up than the rest of the world, right here in red, white, and blue. Incarceration's become big business. It's harvest time out on the avenue. With guns.